call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL, CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com. Go and check it out. It comes out twice per week, I believe Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yes.
You can get a brand new comic strip, all completely free for your entertainment over at anarchyinyourhead.com. And it's more than just entertainment. It's also thought-provoking. And hopefully we'll provoke a few thoughts here. This hour we'll talk about more. Apparently Obama's still stabbing more of his supporters in the back. We'll get to that. And talk to you about what you want. Let's go to your phone calls. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I called up Governor Blagojevich's office this morning. And I said I'm calling to protest the bribery going on in the Illinois legislature. You know, when Congress says they'll send them more money if they impose the drinking age on innocent people than if they don't. Okay, that's bribery. And I'm sure the lady was able to figure out what else I was inferring or insinuating else, but I didn't mention the allegations against him. So, yeah, I just said, "Call, I'm protesting this bribery going on." I said that the legislators don't have a right to sell the liberty of people under 21 for highway construction money any more than they have a right to sell their daughters for cocaine money.
Well, how about the other bribery that goes on all the time during presidential and local elections where politicians will promise all kinds of benefits to people if you'll just give me your vote? I mean, that's bribery too, isn't it?
Yeah, if the people will elect them, then they'll steal other people's money and give it to you, or they'll steal somebody's factory hiring office and force them to hire you even though they don't want to, and they call it employment at will, of course. And so they impose all these regulations requiring them to hire smokers, even though it's going to drive up the health insurance costs and stuff like that. So anyway, how did you guys do in the ice storm?
Actually, pretty good.
Keene was very well.
Keene was pretty much untouched, which
that's
nice.
Good. I was in Hudson, and yeah, we lost power because everybody has a fuel tank out right next to their home and an appliance that produces heat. But nobody seems to have a fuel tank outside and an appliance that produces electricity for the house.
Yeah, I need to look into getting a generator. I'm actually in the process of doing that now because I certainly would not want to be caught in a situation where there's no power for several days. I mean, besides the fact it'd be really cold, we wouldn't be able to do the show. Thanks, Tom, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And he's right. Most people don't have generators.
Right.
And it certainly is a good thing to have. It's been something I've been interested in getting a hold of. Just I haven't taken the steps to do it, and I probably should.
Yeah, I know a guy who's got one. He had it built into his house, and apparently the wiring that came with the generator, they install it for you and do a certain amount of wiring. It actually saved him almost as much in cost for the wiring of his house because it was already there. The other wiring could just be patched in. Because he was doing it when he was building his house, it almost paid for itself.
That's a good idea to do that sort of stuff at that time. But mine was built in 1890, so I'm going to have to do a little retrofitting. But yeah. That's how it is. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just had a little event today that really irked me and just showed me how much government loves to intervene and steal over people's private charity. I live in Wisconsin. It's the second most taxed state in the union. I say goodbye to half my paycheck before I even see a penny of it.
What's the number one? Is it California or New York or something else entirely? Illinois?
I'm not quite sure. I would probably guesstimate California or New York. I think those would be very likely candidates.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead with your point.
And so I have a roommate, and you know we've been great friends for years, and my dad gave me a brand new car, basically. And
nice.
So I had an extra car sitting around. And so I figured, well, hey, my car stinks. I will give it to my roommate who doesn't have one. She works 70 hours a week at retail just to pay her bills. And,
wow.
And she's out there really just trying to hold on, you know.
Charity starts at home.
And exactly. And, you know, libertarians believe in private charity. This is one thing that we're really good at. Is
sure.
If we have money to give. And so I figured I would do a positive gesture and give her this car that I just had. It was, you know, it has 120,000 miles on it, but it's an Infiniti, and it's a nice car for
yeah.
its age. And so today we go to the DMV, and I get the old tags transferred to my new car, and she pays for her own set of tags. And immediately the government comes back, the government people, as you like to say, Ian,
mm-hmm.
and tells her that now we have a lien on your brand new car.
What?
I guess basically she has a child that she is unable to see because he lives in some other state, and the government, you know, she's working 70 hours a week, can't even afford to eat sometimes. And they love just taking her money.
Did they explain why there's a lien?
So is she owing child support payments? Is that what
she owes a little bit of child support payments, but she can barely even hold on with what she's making now.
So and lean on the car because that's the only possession they could find of hers or something?
That's basically kind of what I'm seeing. And it just really got under my skin today because I try to do a nice thing by giving her a really nice Christmas present to help her succeed in life. And the first thing, as soon as she gets the tags registered, oh, well, we can take your car anytime we want because we're the government.
Are they going to do that? Or, I mean, the lien on the car essentially means that she can't own it until the lien's paid off. Isn't that right? So she would have to pay the government in order to have the title clear of the lien?
And she is working towards that.
Yes,
it just angers me that they can take a generous charitable event like that and turn it into such a downer within the
yeah.
space of 15 minutes.
Right, just take a total crap on the nice thing that you were trying to do for this lady.
Yeah, and it's like, then why not just take it now? You know, just take my old car and junk it. I mean, you know, whatever. But I just thought I'd call, and I was sitting there talking to her about it afterwards, and I was like, I hope you don't mind, but I think I need to call the guys from Free Talk Live and just get this off my chest.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, and I'm sorry to hear that such an awful thing happened, but that's how they do their business, right? They ruin people's lives, and they expect us to appreciate them for it. And I think it's absolutely despicable what they do. And I thank you for the call tonight, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And, you know, they don't ever really have any remorse for it either. It's just, well, we're just doing our job. You owe the money to child support, so we're going to put this lien on your car. Have a nice Christmas.
It's sort of convenient that way because politicians will say, "Oh, I have a mandate from voters,"
right?
And then voters say, "Well, I just voted for the lesser evil." And you look at soldiers and policemen and
just
all that.
Orders.
Just following orders, exactly. And the politicians blame each other.
Right.
They say, "Oh, well, you know, it might be attached to some other bill, something that they've supported or."
Oh, I've got to vote for this. It's got this important provision in it. I'm sorry about the other bad, unconstitutional provisions, but I've got to vote for it. We've got to support the troops.
Government absolves everyone of personal responsibility.
Yep, it sure does.
No one thinks for themselves anymore either because they feel like if it's legal, that's how I decide my morality. If it's legal, it's right. If it's not legal, it's wrong.
It kind of makes it easy on people, right? I mean, if they don't have to think, then they can
yeah.
just sort of bumble through life and do the bare minimum that's necessary to get food shoveled into their mouths and keep the power bill turned on.
Yeah.
At least until they put a lien on your car and then throw you out into the street.
It feels easier. It feels easier, I think. You've been raised to think that way.
Less mental taxing. Or less
the government
demand.
Schools have raised you to stay in that mindset of follow the leader and don't think for yourself and just do as you're told.
Totally.
Follow the regimen.
That's what the system is designed to do. It's designed to create cogs, to create these functional enough little people who will go to work mostly and do their job mostly, and they're not the most competent, but they'll get it done. Some of them are pretty good at what they do, and they'll get paid better. But for the most part, they're unquestioning cogs in the system, and there's
hierarchies of cogs.
Sure,
right?
and they're having their wealth extracted from them on a weekly basis by their masters in government. You know, there's an interesting conversation going on. I believe you're a part of it actually at the Free Keen Forum with somebody who is just in total denial about the fact that he's a slave.
Luke.
Yep. And I'm sorry. We're all slaves. Yep. As long as somebody is extracting a percentage of your income from you and you have no say about whether they can or
not. And
they
can start extracting more at any time.
Absolutely. You are a slave, whether it's 5% or 95%.
They might be taking half of your income now, but they can take all of it later.
You're
100%
you.
A slave.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive. Plus, our friends over at SACL CAI have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Tad, listening in Delaware. Tad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great, Tad. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about daylight savings time.
Okay.
Well, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine recently. We were talking about how weird it is that, you know, everyone in America sits their clock ahead or back 1 hour because the government tells them to.
Pretty much, yeah, and it's really just kind of a silly thing. At least up here in New Hampshire, it makes it so the days are shorter. It's really kind of annoying because it's dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird that I think it's weird that people would change their clock because the government says noon's not when the sun's at its zenith in the sky. It's an hour later or whatever it is. You know,
yeah.
I always thought that was
Well, Dale, do you want to explain what that is?
Some of the activists here are fond of calling the New Hampshire the Shire, after Tolkien's Shire. And one of the things that some of them do is they ignore daylight savings time and follow the normal time.
I thought Shire time was like 45 minutes off from the regular time.
Oh, it is something complicated like that, and I've given up trying to get it.
Right. I don't think there are more than two activists that are following Shire time, but nonetheless, you make a good point, Tad, and that is that people are just doing what the government tells them to do. At one time, Indiana kind of bucked the system, didn't they? Didn't they reject daylight savings time, and then recently, within the last couple of years, embrace daylight savings time in Indiana?
Yeah, I don't know about Indiana, but I think Arizona.
Arizona's one of the weird ones, too. I'm not sure what their system is over there, but they're different.
Sometimes you'll cross the state line and the time will change.
Sometimes
because
not.
Of that.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Ted? Thanks for the call. Guess he's gone. Adam in Maryland, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, I was reading the newspaper earlier, the local one here in Baltimore, and there's an article about a man who was hunting, and he fired his shotgun several times. I'm reading a little bit from here. And one of the slugs, he was firing at a deer, and one of his slugs went about 277 yards through a farm field, woods, and then hit the window of a child daycare center.
Oh.
Now, luckily, nobody was inside the building at the time. So, anyway, you know, this is, I don't know, it's kind of a misdemeanor, but it was a big story here.
Mm-hmm.
But the newspaper decided to print this man's street address.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I definitely, you know, as a libertarian supporter, I agree with the First Amendment, you know, freedom of the press, but what do you guys think about this?
It's still really inappropriate.
It's a tough call. It's public information.
What was the point of doing it, I wonder?
Though? I don't know. Maybe they want people to ostracize him. Maybe they want people to...
Here's what I'm thinking. The newspaper itself is probably like... I know it's anti-gun for the most part. Most of their journalists are anti-gun. So I'm thinking it may have something to do with that. But in the past, they've also printed, just for example, they printed some lady's address who she talked about a gang, and then the gang, then they printed her address or like the block she lived in.
Right.
And the gang retaliated by burning her apartment down.
Wow.
Got that information probably from the paper.
Well, let's be fair, though. I mean, there was a situation here in New Hampshire, which involved me and the couch, and we don't want to get into the details at this point, but essentially some people printed the address of the judge in the case, and they printed the address of the original complaining party, and they put it on... They put it online, and people used that information to send them letters and make some phone calls. And I don't know what all everybody said, but apparently the original bureaucrat who made the complaint was complaining to the cops later on about how her family's been getting all these phone calls and that they feel scared. And, you know, that was certainly not my intention. I did not go out there and release her information or anything like that. Somebody right. else did it. It's public information. Anybody that wants to do the digging can find it.
It just occurred to me that the reason why they did that was that people, so that people could speak to them, so could write to them or call sure. them and express their opinion. So
but there, people
I guess
could
that's
also,
the idea.
Well, but yes, that was the intention, was that people could speak to them, but there's no there was no way you could prevent somebody from using that information for violent purposes if they wanted to go firebomb somebody's house, which
right.
I'm not recommending. I
of course not,
support
yeah.
peaceful solutions. But they could do that if they wanted to, and then would it be the newspaper's fault if somebody went and firebombed this guy's
no.
house, the guy with a gun?
No.
No, it wouldn't be the newspaper's fault, because if the person who did the firebombing wanted to badly enough, they could open up the phone book and find out where the guy lived for the most part. I mean, the fact is, if you want privacy in your life, you need to take steps in order to gain it. And privacy is not cheap, and it's not something that's going to cost you zero time as well.
Not in the information age.
No, especially not in the information age. It's going to cost you time and money. And the fact is, if this guy happened to have a P.O. box, or not a P.O. box, but a private mailbox, and had taken steps to shield the location where he lives, then none of this would really matter. Then people would have a private mailbox address, and nobody would be able to find out where he lived. But he didn't take those steps, and so, well, now all his information is out for anybody to take and do what they want with.
I think it's still pretty scary. I mean, they printed Michael Phelps' address pretty much, and Jenna Bush's, and I just wish they would stop. I mean, I feel like finding out the information of all these reporters and just printing their information somewhere.
Well, you know, that's actually what I was going to suggest. Find out the editor of the paper, his name, find out where he lives, and then print that information in your own newspaper.
If they're not going to stop doing it, when I think I'm pretty sure I've heard people on the radio here, the local radio, complaining about it. If they're not going to stop doing it, then the only way to stop it is make it personal, basically.
Yeah, give them a taste of their own medicine. See how they feel about it. I mean, I agree with you. I think it can be tacky, especially in a case like that where you're talking about is where the guy made a mistake.
I'm sorry that happened
not intending
that woman
to
and that judge, though, even though, you know, I personally don't like what they did to you, man, but people shouldn't be, you know, threatening that woman's life or whatever.
Well, I don't think anybody did that.
People who posted their address aren't responsible for that. The people who posted the address were doing that so that people would write to them and express
okay.
their opinion and,
right.
and make,
I don't know
make it known that people don't approve of what they're doing.
I'd like to point out that I don't believe that anybody had threatened her.
I read that, like, on YouTube or something. Somebody made death threats against somebody.
There's always somebody making death threats against somebody. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, who's somebody?
You know what?
Somebody's
people
are saying
they want on the internet, you know?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, if you read on the internet, you know it's true.
Oh, I'm going by what I've been told, and I was told, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. What I was told was from one of the activists here that this lady had complained to the police that her family was getting unwanted phone calls, but she never mentioned being threatened.
So I don't recall hearing that either.
They were scared, but that was their problem, right?
Right.
Just because they were just getting an unusual amount of calls from people that, well, cared about what she did.
She's a public figure, too.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. Obama stabbing his supporters in the back. We'll tell you who here in moments. And you can call about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. You can get up to an entire year completely free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. And I want to take a moment to invite you to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening March 5th through the 8th, 2009, in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, same location as last year. And we were there last year for the entire thing, looking forward to being there again this time around and gathering together with hundreds of liberty-loving people, many of them already living here in New Hampshire, many of them Free State Project participants, people who have moved here from around the country and around the world in order to get active for liberty, a number of them considering a move to New Hampshire, and some of them just some liberty-oriented superstars like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, who actually happens to be a Free State Project member as well. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Many of you might have heard about that over the summertime. He is also a Free State Project member. He'll be one of the keynote speakers. The laundry list of all these various different speakers, from Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty to Mary Ruart from Healing Our World, David Nolan, founder of the Libertarian Party and now critic of the Libertarian Party. He's going to be there, and the list just goes on. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to take a look and see who's going to be speaking this year. You know, Dale is here with me from anarchyinyourhead.com, and as a fellow voluntarist, Dale, how do you feel about the speaker lineup this year at the Liberty Forum? I would say they've definitely done a little something to appease the voluntarist crowd.
Oh, I think so. I had a great time last year, and I didn't actually attend any of the speakers except for Barry Cooper, who was fantastic. I had a great time with that. But I didn't, you know, I almost felt like it felt silly that I even got a membership last year, but I still had a great time having fun with everyone and everything. But this year I'm definitely getting a membership. They've, it looks like they've expanded the speakers to, there's going to be something for everyone. There's
I think so.
Know.
And there's also, of course, dinners, and there's social opportunities beyond the regular sort of convention-y things that are going on, obviously, panel discussions. I think they might have some sort of media panel that Mark and I are going to be kind of hosting, and we'll have people in there like Sam from the Obscure Truth Network and Dave Ridley, and we'll talk about creating media, and maybe we'll have the Free Minds TV guys, and so that should be a lot of fun. So panel discussions, keynote speakers, dinners, after-hours parties, it's going to be a lot of fun, and you want to be there. I mean, it's going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, liberty-oriented convention-style event of the year. So get all the details over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and save yourself 10% on the already low early bird discount pricing. Use our discount code. It's 2009FTL2009FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10%. And so get over there, get signed up, because you want to get it soon rather than later, because number one, the early bird pricing is going to go away, I believe, at the end of this week. And number two, you want to get signed up sooner rather than later, because you want to be in the hotel. If you're going to go to an after-hours party, you're going to want to stumble back to your room in the same hotel. It just makes it convenient. You don't have to hail a cab or walk down the street or something like that. So grab the hotel room while they're available in the same hotel. It just makes the most sense.
And there will probably be snow.
There will be. Odds are real good that in the first week of March, it's going to be really snowy. In fact, the snow fell pretty heavily last night, as a matter of fact. So go on over there, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up. We go to the UK, across the pond, to Ziggy. You're on Free Talk Live, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Right. Hi. On Monday, you were having a discussion about GM crops.
Genetically modified foods.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And there was some expert which everyone kept referring you to.
Jeffrey somebody, he's apparently like the big go-to guy as far as the anti-genetically modified food organization.
Yeah. And you didn't seem that impressed because he had been consulting governments.
Yeah, he seems just like a common political lobbyist type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just thought I should remind you that two libertarian heroes of people, Milton Friedman and Frederick Hayek, both consulted were both consultants to governments. And particularly in the case of Milton Friedman, he actually was a consultant to General Pinochet. And if you look up what General Pinochet did in Chile, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, isn't Friedman one of the less principled economists out there? Isn't he not exactly a pure liberty kind of guy? Like he advocates some sort of governmental intervention.
He did support. If you ever watched Free to Choose, which was the documentary series he made, he was an advocate for, funny enough, banking bailouts. He pointed out that the Great Depression could have been avoided if people had. If the Federal Reserve had bailed out one bank, because there was a domino effect when that bank went bust.
Gotcha.
In the case of Frederick Hayek, he was a consultant to the Thatcher government over here. However, when Thatcher held him up as a great role model for conservatism, he actually did write an essay saying, "I'm not a conservative."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was definitely a libertarian. Or a liberal, depending on where you come from. I mean, as I've pointed out before.
So, was your point in bringing this up that this particular anti-genetically modified foods individual might be somehow liberty oriented? Or are you just saying?
Well, I'm just saying that
to consult with governments.
When you become a big wig expert, governments want to hear what you have to say.
Shouldn't necessarily disqualify him just because he's consulted with governments. I mean, I'll give him that. Also, the word liberal used to mean what libertarian means now.
Yeah, well, that's what...
It's one of those things, one of those words it got taken from.
It's a good point. I thank you, Ziggy, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. In regards to what we were talking about, the anti-genetically modified foods guy, I just got the impression from reading his bio that he was very interested in putting a stop to this. Like, using the threat of force, the governmental system, to stop people from genetically modifying foods.
Just make people aware if they're getting them or not, and let people make the decisions based on the information that you provide them.
Well, I mean, now when you say make people aware, you don't mean, like,
make information available to them is what I mean.
Well, right. You know. I mean, that would be ideal. I mean, that's what people want, but people like this Jeffrey character, I forget his last name, Smith or something, people like this guy want to mandate that people put certain information on labels and things like that. He wants to force his particular vision of what is appropriate for food purchasing and food manufacturing
and
on everybody else.
And raise the cost of food for everyone.
Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with labeling. I think that there's not really a big cost
involved
there.
When you mandate it, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like I think California determined that lead, you know, ingesting lead was a bad thing, which actually makes sense. But they mandated, for instance, that you label whenever there's lead in a certain product that might be swallowed.
Right.
And I think there was some lady who there was a lady who made fishing lures, and they had lead in them. Mm-hmm. They were fishing lures.
Right.
And it was theoretically possible to swallow this gigantic fishing lure with huge hooks on it. They
had to spend
thousands of dollars to change their labeling because of this law.
For a little mom and pop business, you're right. It could really be an impact. And the fact is, if I'm not saying there's anything wrong with labeling, I like the idea of people that are interested in knowing what they're putting in their bodies, being able to ascertain what that is, and what are the different chemical makeups and things like that. What are the ingredients? What are the calorie counts, etc. And I think that in a free market environment, if that was truly in demand, then the marketplace would respond to that. You'd have customers going to grocery stores saying, hey, you know, I don't know.
Especially if this guy had put all this information out there getting people worried about genetically modified food, then you're right. I mean, it would tend to create a demand for this.
Absolutely. I mean, well, just look what's happened with the organic food movement. If you wanted a perfect example of watching the marketplace respond to what started as a pretty niche demand. I mean, there was not a lot of demand for organic food. There still isn't a majority demand for it, but there was enough of a demand in the marketplace to spur the big international grocers to create an organic food section in their marketplace. And, of course, when the first grocer did it, the other grocer said, uh-oh, we better
get it. Of course, it costs more. You know.
It does cost more.
So you have to really want it.
And people really want it. And they wanted it enough to where they went to the stores and they said, we want this. And the store said, okay, because we want your business. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can bring up what you want. Coming up here, Obama stabbing more of his supporters in the back. We'll tell you who, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can, bringing new internet listeners on board, and helping introduce new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, and you might want to get access to some of the perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So, the story is, and it's kind of a continuation of a story we talked about recently on the program, and that is that Barack Obama turning out not to be the ultra-liberal that maybe his supporters had hoped that he would be. We read you a story a little while back about how a number of liberal, you know, real liberal, the real hardcore progressives, the actual, the people that consider themselves the left, right? These people are very, very upset at Barack Obama because, well, they supported him. You know, they gave him money, they promoted him on their blogs, and they talked about how, you know, great this guy is. And then all of a sudden, he decides to start appointing conservatives, or what they believe are conservatives, moderate. Some people might call them moderates, whatever. He's not appointing their crew. He's not appointing the ultra-left liberals. He's not appointing people that they would consider progressives. And these bloggers and the supporters of Obama are pretty upset about it.
It's safe to attack him right now. They'll forgive him later.
What do you mean?
When there's a greater evil.
Like in 2012 when he's up against Jeb Bush or something?
Yes. He'll be forgiven. Just watch. The exact same people who are complaining about him right now for not being liberal enough will forgive him because they'll say the other guy is worse. And
he's
the
best we've got.
Politics.
Right?
It's the nature of politics. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, exactly. This is the nature of politics. It makes political sense. Strategically, it makes sense for him to do exactly what he's doing. Because what you do is if you can play off the other side and say, well, the other guy's worse than me, then you can moderate and get swing voters.
But he's got
and
a more difficult task.
That's what really helps you win. That's how they win elections. You
but
know?
He's got a more difficult task the second time around because by that time, I would hope at least that the people that were paying some level of attention had figured out that he didn't change anything. That, you know, the whole thing of change is big campaign slogan.
That's what's so funny about it. It won't matter because they'll just say the other guy's worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he'll make some more promises and he'll hedge his bets carefully. He's already done it. I mean,
he's already said it's going to take two terms.
A lot of people were counting on him to get us out of the Iraq war. And up through the election, he's been moderating his position on that. And he's saying, well, I've got to listen to the generals and make sure we do it the right way. And he's already set himself up to change his position so he could moderate and get those swing voters.
So now he's stabbing more of his supporters in the back. The story is from Politico.com, where Barack Obama's choice of a prominent evangelical minister to perform the invocation at his inauguration is a conciliatory gesture towards social conservatives who opposed him in November, but it's drawing fierce challenges from a gay rights movement that, in the wake of a gay marriage ban in California, is looking for a fight. Rick Warren, the senior pastor of Saddleback Church in Southern California, opposes abortion rights, but has taken more liberal stances on the government role in fighting poverty and backed away from other evangelicals' staunch support for economic conservatism. But it's his support for the California constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage that drew the most heated criticism from Democrats on Wednesday. According to the president of the Human Rights Campaign, your invitation to Reverend Rick Warren to deliver the invocation at your inauguration is a genuine blow to LGBT Americans. We feel a deep level of disrespect when one of the architects and promoters of an anti-gay agenda is given the prominence and the pulpit of your historic nomination. The rapid, angry reaction from a range of gay activists comes as the gay rights movement looks for an opportunity to flex its political muscle. Last summer, gay groups complained but were rebuffed by Obama when an ex-gay singer supposedly led Obama's rallies in Southern California. So they kind of had a little hint back during the summertime that maybe all was not as it seemed with this Obama character. But they, like you say, Dale, they went ahead and supported him anyway because, well, he was better than McCain.
California locked up. That was a perfect place to do it, too.
And so many were shocked last month when voters approved the California ban. The selection of Warren to preside at the inauguration is not a surprise move, but it's a mirror image of President Bill Clinton's early struggles with issues of gay rights. Obama has worked and at times succeeded to bridge the gap between Democrats and evangelical Christians who form a solid section of the Republican base. So it appears that, you know, he's just trying to scrape some voters away from the evangelical side, essentially, to bring them on board.
It's funny. I don't know how correctly and how precisely we have to predict something before people finally start listening to us. There's war protests that happen every Saturday. I don't know if they're still happening. I should check on that.
I believe they are. Yes.
Okay. They probably died down a little bit since the election.
You're talking about here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes. In the Central Square, there's a war protest every Saturday, and we attended a lot of them. Me and some of my roommates and a couple of Keene activists attended the war protests. And a lot of the people there are holding Obama signs. And one of the guys there, I asked him, I said, do you really, and I was so sincere, I said, do you really think Obama is going to get us out of the Iraq war in any reasonable time frame? I mean, theoretically, eventually, you know, I mean, we're going to continue occupying it for who knows
forever.
How long, which is essentially what the whole thing has been, is
an occupation.
Right.
And right, so, for some reason, it's okay if there's 20,000 troops occupying,
like,
but 150.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But within the span of just seconds, I said to say, I think he's going to start making excuses once he gets elected.
Mm-hmm. And you were right.
And I was right. And then, you know, before I even said that, that man himself started making excuses for Obama.
Did he?
Yeah. He's already saying, well, he's going to have to listen to the generals on the ground. And,
right,
and I'm trying to remember what the others were. There were standard things that, you know, usually I've got them right on the tip.
The talking points.
Right. And he was making excuses for him already.
Well, we've got to make sure the Iraqis are trained. We've got to make sure that they, you know, their infrastructure's working. And we've got to take care of them. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And it's... Oh, wow. And the same thing was
frustrating.
When people were When Bush was getting us into the war, what was interesting, I was on the fence about the war. I never liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought it was a good thing, but I was sort of in that mind. I was a Republican at the time, okay?
Right.
And I was pretty conservative Republican, so I was sort of basically, essentially making excuses for Bush to a large extent, mm-hmm. and also sort of just not so much being for the war, but being against the anti-war rhetoric, which was all about, oh, he lied to get us into the war and everything. That was my position at the time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And so I was very much an apologist for it.
And that's what these people are
going to be. And they're going to be apologists for Obama. And what we said then was people weren't against Bush because they were against the war. They were against the war because they were against Bush. And there's a lot of those. I mean, there are true anti-war people, especially I think libertarians are truly deeply anti-war and they won't make excuses for anyone. And that's where I am now.
Right. But a lot of the people at that anti-war protest are anti-Bush's war. But as long as it's Obama that's, you know, ordering the troops around, then it's going to be, well,
then the war becomes okay.
Yeah. Then they're going to start hedging and then they're going to start, you know, equivocating. Okay. Still people are dying and they're still killing brown people. But at least it's Obama and he cares more about them. Or whatever it is they're going to tell themselves, because they have to tell themselves some sort of story to not believe that what they've done is actively supported another warmonger. They don't want to believe that about themselves, I don't think, and so they'll have to tell themselves some sort of story about well, Obama's doing something in Iraq, but it's more humanitarian because you know he cares or whatever they're going to tell themselves.
We just have to get the right guys in there.
So you can dial in here toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, Dale, I think you're absolutely right with your skepticality in regards to what these voters are going to do in 2012. The people that were so jazzed up and so excited about Barack Obama, how they are going to make more excuses for themselves, how if he does run for a re-election and there's no reason why he wouldn't.
Please mark my words. Write them down on the calendar, word for word. These exact same people that are complaining about Obama right now will be making excuses for him when the greater evil comes.
And they're going to want to bury the hatchet.
Someone worse than Obama, they'll forgive Obama for this, and change will not happen. It's not going to happen through politics. It's the nature of the beast.
A little more on this story here. The Obama picking the anti-gay reverend, the evangelical reverend, says here that some gay activists are holding out hope that they would either persuade Obama to dump Warren or for Warren to change his mind. And I don't know how likely that's going to be. I mean, he's made his choice. You think that a big outcry from some gay activists is going to help Obama change his mind and at the last moment decide to bring a gay-friendly minister into do the invocation? Doesn't seem likely.
Oh, I doubt he'll be gay-friendly. He might compromise a little. I don't know. That's a harder prediction to make, but it'll surprise me.
I hope he he alienates enough people over the next 4 years to where some of them get a clue that the entire political process is a scam from beginning to end, and that nothing significant's ever going to change. And maybe what we'll see in 2012 is a lower voter turnout. If anything, I think that's all we can really hope for.
Yeah.
I mean, with
this
real
is a
luck,
hamster wheel. Make you feel like you have some control.
With any real luck, we'll have succeeded by then, but hey, I'm a dreamer, right? Hour 3's coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
We all